This is Jill Lee, and this is the Present of Presence Guided Meditation. Take a breath or two and drop your awareness into your body. And then bring your awareness all the way down to your feet, to the arches of your feet. And imagine that there's a chakra there, and that the chakra has a vegetable steamer that opens down to the earth. And imagine that you can open the petals of that vegetable steamer on your feet chakras to 60%, 60. And see if you notice any sensations in your body that help you connect to how it feels to have open feet chakras. Then bring your awareness to your first chakra at the base of the spine in men, between the ovaries in women. And again, imagine a vegetable steamer pointing down to the earth, and imagine that you can open that first chakra to 30%, 30. Knowing that as you set this chakra at 30%, you are engaging with your energy's ability to flow towards meeting your needs. Now bring your awareness to your second chakra, two fingers below the navel. And this chakra is all about your emotional awareness, your ability to connect into how you feel, how you are experiencing your life. And for most people, in fact, all people that I've ever met, this chakra is always too open. So instead of being connected to your emotional awareness, we connect to everybody else's. So imagine that you can close this chakra, close the petals on this chakra. The petals are pointing out to the horizon. We're going to close them down to 25%, 25. And we're going to affirm to ourselves that our emotions are our job, and everyone else's emotions are their own job, and that we can interact with others without having to feel their feelings, without having to take them on and hold them. Now bring your awareness to your third chakra, at the notch of the ribs. And depending on how your gender was assigned at birth, if you were assigned female at birth, then this chakra that points out to the horizon can be opened to 55%, 5-5. If you were assigned male, this chakra can be opened to 45%, 4-5. The difference here is not about which gender is better or more energetically appropriate. It's about the facility of the female body to generate life within itself. When females are pregnant, we say they're eating for two. In reality, they're also running energy for two. So organically, a female body runs more energy, volition energy, than a male. And we can set our chakras accordingly to resonate with what that body organically does. You may notice your energy beginning to shift. Whatever you are noticing, simply validate it. Just acknowledge, I'm feeling some changes here. Things feel a little different. And then we're going to migrate our attention up to the upper chakras. We're going to move into the heart chakra in the center of the chest. And you're going to set that heart chakra pointing out to the horizon at 50%, 5-0. You may be someone who has been to yoga and been told to open your heart chakra as wide as it'll go. Let's open it wide up. Not a good plan. What we actually want to do is allow our heart to be in balance with our mind. And so we'll set the heart at 50%, and eventually we'll be setting the sixth chakra at 50%. Balance is important. Now bring your awareness to your fifth chakra. And that's at the notch of your neck. And this is all about your authentic self-expression, your ability to not just speak your mind, but to live authentically. In a perfect world, all of us would have our fifth chakras open at 100%, and off we would go into our lives. But in reality, we have certainly filters that we apply to our conversations, and we also may have societal and familial rules that keep us from ever really being at 100%. But that's okay. We can gradually, incrementally open up our fifth chakra and find ourselves operating more and more and more authentically. So how do we do that? Well, we're going to do a gauge. And we're going to check in on where our fifth chakra vibrates, how open it is, the majority of the time. And then we're going to incrementally increase it from there. So the gauge is like this. On a scale of 1 to 100, how open is my fifth chakra the majority of the time? So ask yourself that question on a scale of 1 to 100. How open is my fifth chakra the majority of the time? And when you're sitting within yourself, you usually get a number right away. Now, if you're someone who has a really open second chakra, you're taking on everybody else's emotional awareness, don't be surprised if you're getting a number here in your fifth chakra that is as low as 20 or 25. We see that all the time with our clients because they've been running other people's emotions and not their own. That's not authentic. So, whatever you get, whether it's 25 or 38 or 52, doesn't matter. Add 2. So if you got 25, increase that chakra by 2 points to 27. If you got 32, increase it to 34. And then check in. And the next time you set your chakras, if that chakra is now holding at that new percentage, that new 2 points higher, then increase it another 2 points. So you simply use the gauge, you check in, and you increase by 2. Gradually, you will teach your energy body to operate at ever more authentic levels, and your behavior will follow suit. So this is a really beautiful way to gradually live your way into who you really are. It's very freeing and not a lot of work. Sixth chakra, in the center of the head. You remember just a few moments ago I said that we were going to balance the head and the heart. So the heart chakra is set at 50%. We will do the same with the sixth chakra. Crown chakra at the top of the head, one opening pointing up to the sky, and you'll set that chakra opening using a gauge as well. The gauge is exactly the same as you use for your throat chakra on a scale of 1 to 100. How open is the crown chakra the majority of the time? If you get a number greater than 50%, then you need to scale down the opening of that chakra because it's set for you to be leaving your body on a regular basis. It's very difficult to maintain embodiment when the crown chakra is too open. When you meditate, when you do your spiritual work, you can do whatever you want with your crown chakra. Open it as wide as you'd like. It's the rest of the time that we want you in your body, in your life, grounded and embodied. So, if you got greater than 50%, set that crown chakra to 25% and use the gauge, check in repeatedly. And when you can sustain 25%, then reset your crown chakra to 50%. And that's a really nice balanced place for the crown to be. Access to divinity embodied within yourself. Lastly, bring your awareness to your hand chakras in the center of the palms. Same gauge scenario. On a scale of 1 to 100, how open are the hand chakras the majority of the time? And the reason we want to check in with a gauge on this is that if the hand chakras are too open, we tend to give ourselves away energetically. We flow too much energy towards caretaking other people. And we don't have a balance of energy coming into us to replenish our own lives. So like the crown chakra, if you get greater than 50% open on this chakra, reset the hand chakras to 25%. And when you check in and can regularly sustain 25% open, then you retrain the chakras to 50% and you're good to go. Think about it. 50% in, 50% out, that's balance. We're always seeking balance with our energy. So now our last step is to ground our energy. So you're going to take a breath and you're going to bring your awareness back down to your first chakra between the ovaries in women and at the base of the spine in men. And you're going to imagine a ball of bright green energy as wide as your hips. As wide as your hips. This is not a skinny little cord of energy. This is a big grounding energy. And you're going to let that ball drop. And as it drops, it forms a cord of energy that goes all the way down to the center of the earth. And it anchors your body, anchors your energy right here, right now, in current time. And it enables you to be in your body, present to yourself, whole, balanced, and aligned. Now, if you have ovaries, or if you at one point had ovaries, for example, some women have had their ovaries removed, and some people have done gender shifting, all of which is fine, but the energy in the body doesn't shift. Those chakras are still there. So you can imagine creating little cords of energy that come off of the ovaries in the uterus, whether they're present in the body or not. And just bring those little strings down into the grounding cord. And you're simply backing off the need to fix other people. And you're shifting out of the tendency to run things through a lens of perfectionism. It's very freeing. And then you'll also, whether you identify as male or female, you will also imagine little strings of energy coming off of your sciatic nerve in your lower back, tucking those little strands of energy down into your grounding cord, which just allows your nervous system to step down slightly just reset in a place of calm and clarity. So take a breath and take a moment and just notice how you feel. Notice whether you feel calm and clear. Do you feel grounded and anchored? Just validate whatever differences you're experiencing in your energy. And let your energy body know that this is how you're choosing to organize your energy. And over time, as you repeat this meditation, remember training puppies, as you repeat this meditation, you will reset your energy for self-awareness, self-containment, self-responsibility, and grounded awareness.